Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 29th of August 2009 and the time is 8:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you come from.
Hiya, I'm Vicky Lewis, I'm 42 today and I come from Warrington.
Happy birthday!
Thanks!
How are you today?
A bit nervous. That's why I'm here, to gain some confidence. So if I don't do this, I'll never do anything.
Okay. Is that, I was going to ask you what motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Yeah, well, I'm going to university in September, doing fine art sculpture. So it's good to take part in the art projects, it all counts. And I like Anthony Gormley's work.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour up there?
I've made loads of decisions and just cast them all aside because I didn't think I'd have the time to do, you know, what I wanted to do. I still don't know now what I'm going to do when I get up there. Just go with the flow.
I noticed that you brought some signs with you. What are the signs?
They're just expressing who I am.
What did you write on the signs?
I've decided to do nothing but aim to do everything, but I mean, I've decided to do nothing whilst I'm up there, but when I get off there, I'm gonna try and do everything. I'm gonna spend all my hours after this hour looking for life, you know.
And can I ask about, you said the first thing you said for the reason that you want to take part is to help gain confidence. Why do you think
I've just finished 2 years at college. I never thought I'd get qualifications of any sort, so I did well in my studies. I'm going on to university and I'm pleased with myself, but I don't put myself out there enough, you know. I kind of hide away usually in the background, so I just need confidence.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth now that you're actually here?
I don't know. I'll just get it done and worry about it after.
And when you say that you want to do everything after this, what kind of things do you want to do?
Just everything that's thrown at me, really. Instead of saying I can't do it, I'll just try to give it a shot, you know.
Is that something that you've tended to do a lot in the past, to say that you can't do things?
Yeah, and I know I can do things, but don't have the confidence to put myself forward and say I can do this, you know. So I just need confidence.
And why do you think you haven't got confidence?
It just knockbacks through life, but just pretty shy person.
So you want to do sculpture at university?
Yeah,
is that what you're
going
to do?
Yeah.
Brilliant. How are you feeling about that?
I love the making. Yeah, I really get into it.
And is there, have you done much sculpture before going on this course?
No. I am quite creative, but yeah. I've done sculpture in the last 2 years at college, yeah.
What have you made?
People. all sorts. Usually installations, you know, of people, you know, dangling here and there, you know. Too much to go into.
Yeah. And what do you get out of the art that you make, or the experience of making it?
I don't know, I just really get into it at the time. It's, you know, and I usually think, oh, it's rubbish, but yeah, and other people seem to think it's okay, so that makes you happy.
Yeah. And where are you going to do your degree?
Manchester Metropolitan.
Are you? You said you're from Warrington.
Yeah.
Have you always lived in Warrington?
I was in Manchester till I was 8, yeah, and then moved to Warrington. So, pretty much a Warrington girl, I suppose.
And what have you done prior to going to college? What did you do?
I spent years looking for work, and I couldn't seem to get employment, so I went on courses to try to get me into employment, and I couldn't say, look, I can do this for the certain jobs I wanted. That's why I needed qualifications, you know, to prove I can do something. And I was bringing up, I've got 2 children, well, they're 18 and 21 now. Yes. So I worked when I was younger, had my children, and then I just lost my way and couldn't seem to get back into employment.
And what was it like bringing up a family?
Yeah, it's really nice, but it's gone now. They're flying the nest, so, because my daughter's going to university as well in September. Yeah.
So that'll be nice that you're both studying at the
same
time.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
Are you going to the same uni?
No, she's going to Huddersfield.
Yeah. So you'll have a lot of experiences you'll be able to share.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And it's your birthday today.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
I don't do birthdays. I don't know, I just don't celebrate birthdays, but yeah, I might go around some galleries or something.
Yeah. Why don't you celebrate birthdays?
I don't know, I just don't.
Yeah. And then?
I celebrate other people's birthdays, I just don't celebrate my own.
Can I ask about your upbringing, if you could say a little bit about your...
I had a really good upbringing, yeah. I've got 3 brothers, and a really nice upbringing.
And what was it like growing up in the Northwest, Manchester and Warrington?
I really do remember Manchester, even though I left at 8. But yeah, it kind of, I don't know, I just feel like I'm from Manchester still, but even though I'm a Warrington girl now, but yeah.
Are you looking forward
to? Yeah, I've got a lot of good memories from when I was little. Sorry, am I looking forward to what?
Are you looking forward to going back to live in Manchester, or will you stay?
I'm not living in Manchester. I'll be commuting from Warrington to Manchester. So, and I don't often go on trains. So that'll gain me confidence as well.
And what inspires you to make the work that you make?
Life, people around me, attitudes. Yeah, just general life around us.
Yeah. And do you like sculpture? What is it about sculpture in particular that made you choose that for your course?
If I do a painting, I've just got to bring it out, because it's kind of trapped, you know, when it's flat, to me, it's just got to come out if it sounds mad.
No, not at all.
So everything I do usually ends up 3D.
Do you do a lot of painting as well?
Not really, no. I have done some painting, but I think the rubbish. That's why they usually start coming out 3D.
And you're a photographer as well?
No, I'm not, no.
You've got quite a good camera there.
Yeah, my daughter's, she's doing photography next year at uni.
Are you going to be taking pictures on the plinth?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your experience today?
I don't know if anyone, there's no one around actually, so that's good. But if anyone gives me a hard time, that's good as well, because it might toughen me up. I don't think they will. I'm not going to do anything that will deserve a hard time.
What kind of experience do you hope to have?
Whilst I'm up there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to walk on there and not be nervous and just not worry. I really don't know. I know my daughter was on it yesterday and she really loved it when she came off. But yeah.
And outside of your art, how do you like to spend your time?
Usually just with family and friends, you know. I'm a pretty quiet person. So
have you always been quiet?
Not when I was young, no.
What changed?
I don't know. I kind of do, but just circumstances, you know, in your life that make you feel a bit maybe belittled. I don't know.
And what are your hopes for the future?
I'm kind of taking one step at a time, but I do want to progress, you know, in education well, so I just want a normal job, but I want to be able to say, look, I can do this and I can do it well, and I really don't know what my plans are for the future. I'm kind of just getting dragged along with the flow. Like at college, I thought, if I don't do well, I'll go on to something else, because it's obviously not for me, but I have been doing well, so I'm kind of getting pushed along now. It's not worth giving up, if you know what I mean. So.
And what courses did you do at college?
I did a first diploma in art and design, and then the foundation diploma in art and design.
And
so,
do you feel proud?
Yeah. Especially at my age, because it was really hard going to college, you know, at my own now. But yeah, everyone was lovely, so it's good.
Was that quite a big deal for you going back to college?
Yeah, I thought everyone would be really young, but no, it's mixed ages. And even the young ones, a lot of my friends were the young, you know. So, yeah, loved it.
And what do you think about this project, One Another?
Yeah, it's good. I'm just glad it's not thunder and lightning, because, oh my God, someone's going to get that spot, aren't they? It's got a thunder and lightning from now till, is it October?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to be up there then.
And you're going to do a sculpture degree, as Anthony Gorman normally does sculpture.
Yeah.
What do you think about this as a sculpture, in a way?
I think it more of an installation than a sculpture myself. But yeah, you know, whatever floats your boat, if you want to look at it as a sculpture. But yeah, I think it's like a living installation, isn't it? You know, where people interact and yeah.
What kind of sculpture do you like, or what sort of artists inspire you?
I just go with so much. I really love textiles and everything at the minute. I'm quite open-minded. I didn't think I'd like the old paintings and things, but yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's the main thing that you'd say about, if I was to ask you to describe yourself, could you think you'd be able to say a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, well, I think I'm common, and I do get a bit embarrassed of myself, you know, and I always think I've shown myself up, you know, just by speaking, and I don't know. I do think I'm common, and that's it. And I kind of do make excuses for myself. Oh, I'm sorry. All the time, I'm always sorry.
Do you think you can overcome that?
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have done this a couple of years ago, no way.
And what's changed? What's given you the confidence to do this, do you think?
It is just the confidence, you know, of knowing that I am worthy of, you know, doing something. And, you know, that people do find some of the stuff I do good, and, you know, I'm as good as anyone else, so. And I don't know.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in this project?
Not really, no. I'm just going to go up there and see what happens, and can't do much about it now, can I? I'm here. I'm here, that's a good thing. Can't believe I'm actually here, because I don't know. I could have backed out, but yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.